At Meetings and Conventions Calgary, we know that people learn from using a variety of different techniques and innovative approaches. We are proud to partner with PCMA on the Convene podcast series. Contact us at meetingscalgary.com to learn more about experiencing Calgary.
Looking to change up the standard sit-down meal function? Here's how. Now for an F&B column by Associate Editor Corinne Hirsch, titled Standing Invitation. From staging and presentation to walk-around events, meals at meetings and conferences are being reinvented. Picture Shed 10, a converted cargo warehouse awash with colorful lights and bedecked with funky chandeliers on Auckland, New Zealand's Queen's Wharf. From the outside, it looked like any other closing gala. Convene was there this past June, climbing the stairs into the soaring industrial space to attend the last hurrah of CINZ Meetings 2015.
Shabby chic cocktail tables and high tops, food stations organized into sections, land, sea, street, and desert. At land, bamboo mini-boats of succulent piri-piri lamb ribs were topped with salsa verde. A few steps away, an illuminated display of gazpacho and vichyssoise shooters. Across the room, an ice trough overflowing with oysters and barbecue prawns, surrounded by plastic pipettes of balsamic vinegar and wedges of Meyer lemon. Ornate ice sculptures swirled atop the display. Yes, we were technically snacking. Wagyu beef sliders and oyster spoons circulated throughout the crowd, but this was clearly dinner, and then some. Small plates and interactive stations aren't exactly new, but the opulent display inside Shed 10? It felt like the face of the modern gala. Are traditional sit-down luncheons and dinners becoming less popular? Months of planning, 3 rounds of menu revision, and a tasting all preceded the Shed 10 shindig. Said Heather Cornish, Events and Marketing Director for Conventions and Incentives New Zealand, or CINZ, I was concerned to ensure that even though the food was served stand-up, that it would still be substantial enough. This set the tone for the approach to the menu. I wanted some theater from the chefs, hence the live cooking stations and some innovative displays, such as the shot glasses of soup on the light box. One new variation on eating, do-it-yourself grain bars that could take the place of buffets or salad bars. Pick-your-ingredient meals have been popular for years now, and with growing awareness of food restrictions like gluten-free and dairy-free, they're healthy and easily customizable. The basic concept, start with a cooked grain, toasted farro, black rice, or even frika, then layer on greens, veggies, a dressing, and possibly a poached or fried egg for color and silky texture. Simple or complex, you decide. Cornish of CINZ worked with the Kitchen Care of Sky City, which executes more than 700 meal events per year. Said Jillian Officer, Sky City's Director of Sales, the meal had to be on point, but it had to have extravagance built in, not all street food. It had to have something that was lush, and that's where we started. We wanted to deliver a bit of that street food feel, with the banh mi and the sliders, and also the extravagance of the raw bar, but still have that casual feel, too. That sense of discovery was deliberate. Officer continued, You could walk around the corner and there was something new. The good old traditional dinner had gone away. Meals must be interactive. We see it not just in that movement toward food. We see it in the movement toward event design as well. We're seeing much more requirement for interactive hubs for workshop-type events. Meanwhile, on the other side of the Pacific, event producer Tahira Indeen of the BC Tech Summit in Vancouver has also noticed a trend toward playful meal design. At the IRF Annual Incentive Invitational last year in Los Cabos, Mexico, chefs cut fresh lettuce for salads. I'd love that, Indeen said. And at a recent Cater Source event at the Brooklyn Bowl, guests were fed corn on the cob with dipping butters, while topless male servers carved tuna for tacos. Said Indeen, They had a fortune teller telling you a fortune based on how you ate your corn. Noticing the trend, the staff at Ottawa's Shaw Center launched the Create Kitchen in response. Said Chef Jeffrey Morden, We have 4 kitchens here and 3 of them are typical for production and service. The 4th is unique and special. Create Kitchen is an open kitchen and tasting lab, a place Morden describes as a really, really nice, well-put-together home kitchen with plenty of space. Doubling is a venue for meals for up to 35 people. It serves as a lab for creating new menu items. Said Morden, "When we do have events in Create, it's typically me and my team pushing our boundaries and stretching and being creative and having fun." For a recent dinner for Ottawa food bloggers, Morden's team used Create as a test space for new plating, too. Morden told his crew, "Let's forget China. Instead, we found some really neat different types of sauté pans, interesting vessels in which you would not typically serve food, and it was shorter than your average meal of 5 years ago." Said Morden, "We've switched from a standard four-course menu to a typical menu featuring three courses. People really want to tighten up the timelines." "Are traditional-style banquets doomed?" "Maybe, maybe not," explains Cornish. "Sit-down dinners aren't necessarily passé, but we've run our party style for the last 4 or 5 years, and so next year we will offer a sit-down function for variety. It's important to continue to interest and engage audiences, however that is achieved."